Bonsoir tous, this is London Calling and welcome to the Sounds of London.
Beatlemania is putting the dust. London Calling, see we ain't got no swing except for the rain and the truncheon thing. The ice age is coming, the sun's zooming in. Meltdown expected, the wheat is going thin. Engines stop running, but I have no fear, 'cause London is drowning.
Tonight, I'm delighted to welcome my guest, Mr. Gary Finch.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for inviting me here tonight.
Thanks for coming in, and you're going to play us your jukebox.
I certainly am. I'm here on holiday, and I've put together a few favourite songs, and I hope you like them all.
So where would you like to start?
First of all, I'd like to start with a cover version of an Elvis Presley song by Ry Cooger, Little Sister.
First choice there, Little Sister by Ry Cooder from 1979, if I'm not mistaken. And a lovely track, I must admit. Much more, much different from I expected from Ry Cooder. He's a renowned slide guitarist, and quite poppy. It's an old Elvis number, isn't it?
That's great, yeah. And it's quite, like you said, quite poppy and get up and go. Yeah. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Good song.
Right.
My next choice is got nothing to do or anything similar to Raikou at all.
So no link at all.
No link whatsoever. Going back to 1964 again. Didn't even make the top 30, did this song? Made number 31. So Ken Dodd and Happiness.
Happiness, happiness, the greatest gift that I possess. I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with more than my share of happiness. To me, this world is a wonderful place. I'm the luckiest human in the human race. I've got no silver and I've got no gold, but I've got happiness in my soul. Happiness to me is an ocean tide, a sunset fading on a mountainside, a big old heaven full of stars above, when I'm in the arms of the one I love. Oh, happiness, happiness, the greatest gift that I possess. I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with more than my share of happiness. Happiness is a field of grain, turning its face to the falling rain. I see it in the sunshine, breathe it in the air. Happiness, happiness everywhere. A wise old man told me one time, happiness is a frame of mind. When you go to measuring a man's success, don't count money, count happiness. Oh, happiness, happiness, the greatest gift that I possess. I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with more than my share of happiness. Oh, happiness, happiness, the greatest gift that I possess. I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with more than my share of happiness. I got more than my share of happiness.
Boy, that brings back memories of being when I was a lad. I can't remember what year that was, but...
1964, Ken Dodd. Wow. And there's a super line in there. When you go measuring a man's success, don't count money, count happiness. Fantastic line.
Never that. A truer word, I have to say.
Definitely.
Ken Dodd ran his tickling stick. His feather dust. Now, that will be totally lost on our French listeners, I'm afraid. Ken Dodd... was a comedian, or is that a comedian?
Yes, from Naughty Ash in Liverpool.
And has the Guinness Book of Records for the longest show, or the most jokes, or something in the show.
Longest time playing, starts at 9 o'clock and he's still on sometimes after midnight. Yes.
Superb choice, thanks for that. We're all dancing around to that, weren't we?
Good, right. Another old one from 1965. Not many people have heard of this gentleman. Frank Wilson, Do I Love You?
Oh, that was fun. Do I Love You by Frank Wilson. Indeed I do.
Yeah, I believe it was never released in, to make the English charts, but could be wrong. Could
yeah,
be wrong.
One hit wonder, wasn't it?
Yes, I think so. Yes.
Great
yes,
bit of
yes.
Motown. Great sound there, wasn't it? Really
Definitely.
Full.
Really full on. Get up and dance your pants off.
Great bass line there. I was just saying to you as we were
yes,
bopping
yeah,
away
yeah,
there.
Yeah. Now, moving on a little bit now, we're moving on to the 70s, 1975. Everybody must have this LP. If they haven't got this LP, well, I'll be flabbergasted. It's The Eagles and Lying Eyes.
She draws a shade and hangs her head to cry.
She wonders how it ever got this crazy. She thinks about a boy she knew in school. Did she get tired or did she just get lazy? She's so far gone she feels just like a fool.
Know why I don't sing in a band.
Beautiful, fantastic song, really, really good.
Yes. Lionized from 1975, the One of These Nights album, wasn't it?
That's correct. And we were very fortunate, my wife and I, Catherine, to go and see the Eagles live in Manchester 2 years ago. Two rows from the front, we sat, absolutely phenomenal. Brilliant. All night. Yes,
sound. I had so many hit singles, didn't they?
Yes, you turned around in the auditorium and everybody was up there singing and dancing. Everybody knew all the words, all the songs. Just heaven.
Wonderful.
Absolutely great. Good. Now, still staying with 1975.
Okay.
My next song is by a gentleman most people will know, Mr. Eric Clapton.
Brilliant.
Taken from the Cream of Clapton album, Swing Low.
Sweet cherry, I'm coming for the
Swing Low by Eric Clapton from, we reckon, 1975, don't we?
Something like that, yeah.
But, of course, it's an old traditional song.
Rugby classic as well.
And a rugby classic, yes, now, for definitely. Some, no idea why.
No, they just seem to sing it, and everybody seems to enjoy it now.
But, yeah, it's good fun. Good. Yeah.
So, moving on to my next song is... Oh,
you were quizzing me on this one.
Definitely.
Because, I should let the listeners know that Gary is actually... a pop master. He is an absolute fantastic genius with pop trivia, and he was testing me on this next band, which is Orleans, I should say, not French way.
No, Orleans. And taking from the album Waking and Dreaming, the song is Still the One.
You're still the one.
There we are, still on a nice live version.
Yeah, fantastic, fantastic. Yes, very good.
Gary was telling me that's one of the things he loves to do, because he's in his spare time, he's a coach driver. He loves to, when nobody else is on the bus, when his favourite songs go on, he likes to turn the stereo right up and sing out loud. And that would be one of his favourites.
All of these will be my favourites. All of them. No problems whatsoever. Definitely. Definitely. Right.
Next one, please.
Moving on to the next song. This is a gentleman who was born in 1947. His actual real name is Michael Lee Adair. And the song came out in 1977. And could you tell me who it is, please?
On a hot summer night, would you offer your throat to the wolf with the red roses?
Will he offer me his mouth?
Yes.
Will he offer me his teeth?
Yes.
Will he offer me his jaws?
Yes.
Will he offer me his hunger?
Yes.
Again, will he offer me his hunger?
Yes.
And will he starve without me?
Yes.
Then does he love me?
Yes.
Yes.
On a hot summer night, would you offer your throat to the wolf with the red roses?
Yes.
I bet you say that to all the boys.
Shooting stars falling through your trembling hands. While you were licking your lips and your lipstick shining, I was dying just to ask for a taste. Oh, we were lying together in a silver lining by the light of the moon. You know there's not another moment, not another moment, not another moment to waste. Oh, well, you're always so close.
must have been while you were kissing me. You took the words right out of my mouth. Oh, you must have been while you were kissing me. You took the words right out of my mouth. Oh,
and the answer to your question?
Well, it's got to be Mr. Meatloaf himself.
Course, yes.
Fantastic song.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Yep. Taken from the Battlefell LP, which every young 17-year-old in 1977 probably had as well. Yes. So, next song.
Right, you can ask a question about this one, aren't you?
Interesting one, this one. This song was never released in the UK, but it made number one in the American Billboard chart back in 1979.
Okay.
1979, what were you doing then, eh?
Well, yes.
Right, so it's called Sad Eyes, and it is by who?
Okay, Gary, put us all out of our misery. Who was that?
Mr. Robert John.
Well, I don't know how anyone's going to get that one because, as you said, it wasn't even released in the UK, but it sounded good.
Good song, nice good song. Yes.
And
yes.
Very teeny boppery. And,
oh, yes, yes,
and
yes.
A bit like the Bee Gees in places.
33 years ago, that's what they all sounded like.
Yeah, Robert John singing with a falsetto voice, in case you were wondering. So, you're going to set us up with another question, aren't you?
Well, the next one, the song was originally sang by Laura Branigan. Most people will know the song Shattered Glass by Laura Branigan in 1980, but this is a different version. Who's singing this?
Okay, Mr. Medallion Man, put us out of our misery. We know the song was called Shattered Glass, but who was it by?
Miss Ellie Warren. Ellie Warren, superb. I'd have known you were playing so many disco ones. I'd have put my flares on and got my medallion on and my wide shirt.
I think everybody remember. Well, most people will remember it was by Laura
Branigan.
From 1987. Yes, but that was actually from 1980.
80, yes.
Quite a long time earlier.
Mm. Definitely, definitely.
Next.
Next one.
Next question, in fact. Now you decided to put us to the test.
This young lady was born in 1952. Her real name was Judy K. Newton. And she also had a song called Angel of the Morning. This takes us back to 1981. Who is this?
I thought it was Dave Edmonds at first.
Most people will remember the Dave Edmonds version, but that wasn't. That was a young lady called Juice Newton.
A big country artist and star.
Definitely, definitely. And a good version of it as well.
Yeah, it
good
was.
Version.
Good.
Yes, yes.
Now, where are we going next?
Next, we're going to 1992. And the song is Would I Lie to You by Charles and Eddie. The question I would like answered is, does anybody know their surnames?
Oh, that's difficult.
Charles and Eddie.
Oh, yeah. Don't you know it's true? satisfied. I'm telling you, baby, you'll never find another girl in this heart of mine.
Would I Lie to You? And who is it by? Charles and Eddie.
Charles and Eddie, that's correct, yes.
And
surnames.
What was the answer to the question?
Charles Pettigrew and Eddie Cachon.
And as we were saying, no wonder they call themselves Charles and Eddie. Names not, like that.
Not the kind of names that roll off the tongue, are they? Definitely,
no, definitely not.
Definitely not. Can't believe it now, we're on my last song.
I know,
and
we're running out of time.
So quickly.
Yeah. Many thanks for coming in.
Well, thank you very much for inviting me. I hope you'll invite me again sometime.
Yes,
thank
it's you. Been great fun.
Yes.
What are we going out with?
We're going out with one song by Mika.
All right.
Sucking on Your Lollipop.
I beg your pardon.
And I would like to know what was the CD called that it was taken from.
Okay, off we go then. Thanks for listening, everybody, and à la prochaine. I'll give you the answer next time.
Hey, what's the big idea?
So let her go. Cause love only gets you down. Take a look at a boy like me. Never stood on my own two feet. Now I'm blue as I can be.
Told me what I should know. Too much candy gonna rot your soul. If she loves you, let her go. Cause love only gets you down.